This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. I'm the D in DJV, Doug Steffen. There are a couple of J's. Jennifer Horn is here, and Jay has, because of the tornado that blew through there, wow, the coming back on a plane, the bouncing around, never a comfortable situation. But seeing the reality of two tornadoes combining into one, did you see some of that video over the weekend? There were two tornadoes blowing through Iowa and down into southern Illinois, and just the route that the planes take coming back from the West Coast. So we're north of that, but they went down. Some of the wild weather was as far south as Nashville, where Jay is. So not a pleasant situation. Jennifer Horn's here. Victoria Keelan is here at your service and on your side with a focus on events. And usually I don't go back in time, and usually I don't do what I posted on Saturday. I don't know if you saw it, ladies, on my Facebook page, Facebook.com, my personal page, Facebook.com/Doug Steffen. I never use my Facebook page for politics. I use it for family. Matter of fact, you can see a picture of Miles doing his exercises. Not a picture, it's a video, actually, of him doing his exercises. Yesterday, this kid is, I baby, but Megan, my daughter, and her husband wanted to go out to dinner, so I do it from maybe once a month or so. I take Miles on a Saturday night, and we have our fun, and we eat, and we. But he taught me how to play chess. I've never played chess before.
How cute! He taught you how to play chess.
He taught me how to play chess. And anyway, so the reason I bring it up is because I did post a picture of the leader of Ukraine, and referred to him as the only real leader in the world, in terms of, I think, any number of ways you can look at it. It's interesting to see the response. So I was thinking after I posted that about circumstances of late, and I use of late in quotation marks, that is, countries where there has been a problem and we have led the response and fixed the problem. Probably the most recent example of that is Kuwait. I was in Kuwait a little bit after, probably 4 or 5 years after the situation presented itself, where Saddam Hussein, in the summer of 1990, decided he wanted to do the same thing with Kuwait that Putin is doing with Ukraine. So he figured the world would not respond. He figured the United States didn't care. Whatever it was he was figuring, he didn't figure it out very well, because he was almost within nanoseconds in the, you know, as far as the history of the world is concerned in time, he went in and he got clobbered. So what's the difference between what Saddam Hussein experienced and what we experienced back in 1990, and Vladimir Putin, and what we are experiencing with Russia in this year of 2022? What's the difference? Why is it harder for us to confront the realities of, is it because he's bigger and tougher and stronger than Saddam was? Is it because Putin is more of a threat? I guess I'm asking, maybe Jennifer, you and Victoria can come with a couple of ideas, a couple of thoughts about the Iraqi invasion by Saddam versus the invasion of Ukraine. Kuwait isn't really a democracy. It's a, you know, it's one of those Middle Eastern kingdoms, in a manner of speaking. But anyway, the U.S. put together an international coalition, and I remember Norman Schwarzkopf going in, and George Bush, when they were ready to go to Baghdad, George Bush the father called them off, which a lot of people thought was the reason that George Bush Jr. Went after the Iraqis, because his father didn't finish the job. At any rate, Are we ever going to be able to finish the job? I am confident that Putin will not be the victor here. I just don't believe that he will. In one way or another, he's going to lose pretty much everything and maybe even his life, which probably isn't a bad idea at this point. But what are the other things, Jennifer, you want to start, or Victoria, that come to mind as you think about maybe the size of the two countries is different, population is a lot different, that sort of thing?
Yeah, Ukraine is much, much bigger. I mean, Ukraine, people forget, second largest country in Europe, aside from Russia. I mean, as far as our allies, it's the largest country. And so this is, there are some similarities, however. There are a lot of people who think that there will be insurgency and that there will be annexation, much like we saw in Iraq, actually, after U.S. forces came in. I don't know if there's any parallels with Saddam invading Kuwait, but when we went into Iraq after Saddam and there were certain pockets of resistance and such, this is kind of what people are thinking might be the end result in Ukraine. As far as Saddam Hussein and Vladimir Putin go, though, I think there's some significant differences. I think that Vladimir Putin right now, we were talking about this in the earlier on, that he seems motivated in a different way now. He seems that he realizes he's on a time frame, whether that's his age coming to fruition, whether that's, you know, you've got every tabloid saying he's got cancer or he's got Parkinson's or he has something. What I think is being misdone is that people in our country, especially, and I think probably in the EU as well, are saying, well, we don't want to get into World War III. And I've heard everybody say that. And who in their right mind would want to say, yeah, you know what? I'm ready for World War III. Let's rock it. Let's go with it. Nobody wants to see World War III. But is Vladimir Putin already fighting World War III? I think that's what you have to look at. Saddam Hussein's ambitions were clear, and he was coming from an ideological perspective. I think it's in some way, against the West. Vladimir Putin is really kind of doing the same thing. He is playing an end game against Western culture. I think he very much is clear about wanting to rebuild what was the USSR. That's been his life's ambition. And he's an egomaniac. He wants to be in the history books for that. That is more important to him. His legacy is very important to Vladimir Putin. So whether or not you think he's sick or he's getting old, he is fighting now for his legacy. And that means he doesn't care what's happening to his people. The squeeze needs to be on Vladimir Putin. And I don't even know if there's an end to this until there is an end to Vladimir Putin. He may, if he continues to maintain power, which he will, he's going to continue to push in this direction. I think that's the prospect that's kind of scary, because we're dealing with a man who is trying to create a legacy for himself.
I don't think he will maintain power. I don't really think. Victoria, what do you think?
His own people are going to have to overthrow him.
Yeah.
I don't
right.
see the backbone of any of these countries willing to engage in that, because they think they're not in World War III.
Well, unless he sets foot on some part of NATO territory. And I don't know if he would do that in, you know, is he trying to antagonize NATO? Is that the next step after Ukraine? Does he just think that he can keep rolling through and going into NATO territory and thinking that no one's going
Poland
to respond?
Poland and Moldova think that they're next. Yeah, I mean, both of those countries are preparing right now because they think they're next.
Yeah.
Well, it's really a lousy reality. Bing, bang, boom. That's the whole thing. I mean, that's a silly thing for me to say, because it is. But you know, just under the circumstances.
Did you guys? One extra little thing just to note. I read over the weekend. Did you guys hear how he's, you know, evading an assassination? That he had, I mean, it's very James Bond. He's got bodyguards that have bulletproof briefcases. They've got high-powered pistols. They have look-alike stand-ins. They have food tasters. I mean, it's unreal the lengths that he is going to make sure that...
Well, he knows all the tricks because he's done them.
KGB, right.
Yeah, he knows all the tricks.
He is going to really extreme lengths. But didn't Saddam Hussein also have a bunch of lookalikes too?
Yep. Had cars that were the same. Yep. But
sure did.
Remember I told you a story about my friend who was the first female U-2 pilot in the history of the Air Force, and her job was to watch in the daylight hours, 7 days a week, she was up in a U-2, 100,000 feet above the surface of Iraq, and they knew which car Saddam was really in. And they tracked him. They followed him. They knew where he was every moment of every day. And so that's the difference now And there probably are shields that are available that, you know, Saddam didn't have, that sort of stuff. He didn't have the arsenal, he didn't have the money, he didn't have the resources at his disposal. He was just the king of that little island, as it were. Okay, number of deaths reported have the adjustment in the numbers. We can argue about whether 6 million people have died. There are, what, they say there are a million people that died in America. I don't know that I argue. And I'm not here to argue the numbers, but I'm just here to add to the numbers. Because whether you think it's 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, whatever you think the number is short by 4 million, because that seems to be the reliable number of people who died in China from all of this, which they're never going to tell
they're
you.
Never going to admit to that, right? World Health Organization, aren't they still saying they lost 4,000?
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's a ridiculous number.
That's what some troll told, you know, screamed at me on Instagram about. Oh, right. China's only had 4,000 deaths. Okay.
The true death toll may be as high as 14 million. It may be as high as 25, because, again, the numbers, what is the old expression, numbers don't lie, liars figure, or figures don't lie, liars figure. In this case, China is, they're nothing but liars. And so whether it makes it, I guess it doesn't make any difference in a sense, except it tells you, it sort of makes you, you understand the tone and the tenor of information that comes out of China. You can't believe any of it.
Well, and I have to tell you that we have trouble believing what's happening here, too, because the CDC last week, I don't know if you guys saw this story, but they quietly updated their numbers on their website, which they've been doing a lot of quiet updates on the CDC website, to admit that only 6% of the 153,504 deaths recorded actually died from COVID as the single cause of death.
Who's been saying that for the
two sisters? Comorbidities, though, I still feel like comorbidities count. You know, well, not everyone
so here's
had
how
to
it
die
breaks
from
out.
COVID.
So the people who had on their death certificate that they died specifically from COVID were only 9,210 deaths. And that results in all of the shutdowns and all the closures that we saw for 2 years. 94% had at least two or three other serious illnesses.
Yep.
And the overwhelming majority were of an advanced age.
This whole thing has been a ruse.
Nursing homes.
Closing everything down has been a ruse. Who gained because of it? That's probably the question to ask, which we can get to as we proceed through the morning. 18 after the hour now on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I need 4 more of the brisket carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI.
Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, insight into the inside thinking and activities of people that everybody knows, like Angelina Jolie. Ladies, this person, I say this person, this lady, this woman, this mother, this ex-wife,
Call her
this
a gal.
Actress. Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so, and this Academy Award winner. So she has 12.5 million Instagram followers. She has traveled to Yemen. And the capital city there, working with the United Nations Refugee Agency. Now, you think all eyes are on Ukraine, which probably is moderately true to mostly true. So people who are in trouble elsewhere are going, you know, if they have situations elsewhere, as they do apparently in Yemen, nobody's paying attention. So yeah. She brings attention to it. So what is going on and what is she doing according to the social media overview tracking her?
Well, she basically, I think that she's using her celebrity and her, you know, and her visibility in the right way. She's been working with UNHCR for a long time, and she's gone into some, you know, some pretty devastated places. And so she basically said, like what you're saying, Doug, the rest of the world is looking at Ukraine. And she said, and obviously we call for an immediate end to that conflict and add in humanitarian access. But she said, I'm here in Yemen to support people who also desperately need peace here. And she said, the situation here is one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world. One civilian is killed or injured every hour. And she said, the economy is devastated by war. 20 million Yemenis are depending on humanitarian assistance to survive. 20 million. Think about that. And we're talking about 1.5 million refugees have left Ukraine. Think about 20 million needing assistance to just survive. So I think it's really important work that she does, and I'm happy that, you know, that she's willing. She's been in some pretty dangerous places as well throughout the years. But I think it's important to remember that, yes, this is awful what's happening in Ukraine, but look around. I mean, there are other places that need attention, too.
I suppose the counter or the contretemps to that is, what the hell's the matter with people? What is there about whatever goes on with people who think the way these quote-unquote leaders think? They can starve people. They can kill them. Power and control. That's it. Part of the human condition. You see it all the time in business. You see it all the time in any, you know, I suppose, what would motivate the person that wants to be the Pope to be the Pope? Think about that. Or anything who wants to be the chief of a big business or, it just is one of those, who wants to be an Academy Award winning actress versus somebody who is a journeyman actor or actress? Which reminds me, on the plane, I saw 3 episodes of Hack. Or is it Hacks? I think it's Hacks.
Hacks. Yeah, that's a great show.
Now, didn't she win? Smart won some Golden Globe.
She won the SAG Award.
SAG Award, yeah.
And also, well, have the Golden Globes happened yet? Yes, right? I think she won a Golden
Nobody
Globe.
Paid
and then,
attention.
Yeah, she won a Golden Globe, I believe, and then she also, and then she won the SAG Award. She's great in it. It's a good show.
She is.
She's really coming to her own later in life.
Yeah, it's a very interesting program. But I wanted to find out if anybody knew, if you've seen it, who that second, the young lady that plays the writer.
Hannah Einbinder.
And what's her story? I've never seen her before, but she's very good.
This is the first thing she's acted in. I think she's been writing behind the scenes, but her parents are both famous actors. I think her mother was on SNL back in the day, her father was.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Because I looked her up, too, because I didn't know who she was.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fleeing Ukrainians attempting to get to Poland and other countries west of Ukraine continue to be bombed by Russian forces. Despite Russia's ceasefire to allow citizens to flee, have been shelled twice in recent days, killing an unknown number of civilians. It's being reported 1.5 million refugees have fled the country, the largest exodus since World War II. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken Monday morning in Lithuania.
Those who are caught in the onslaught by Russia, shelled to death. We see the images on TV of families torn apart. Each and every one of these principles that we talk about, it has a real person behind it in one way or another.
Be prepared. Next weekend, we will go into daylight savings time for those states that continue to follow the policy. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Credit cards issued by Russian banks using the Visa and MasterCard payment system will stop functioning in Russia after March 9th. Russia's central bank said on Sunday their lenders would look to use China's UnionPay system instead. Russian-issued MasterCard and Visa cards would be accepted within Russia until they expire. Anastasia Lapetina is a reporter from Kyiv Independent. She tells CNN the terrorism on the Ukrainian people by Russian forces will not have Vladimir Putin's desired effect.
I honestly don't see the impact that I think Russia is going for, because of course they're doing this to spread mass panic. But what we instead have is more and more Ukrainians incredibly angry and feeling anger of a large scale, which pushes them to resist Russia even more. So I think their plans are failing. And of course it's a tragedy to see what's happening. It's a tragedy to see green corridors and humanitarian efforts fail again and again because of Russian shelling, Russian bombardment. But I don't think that they will win. And frankly, I don't see anyone who thinks that they will win. And the Ukrainian people will never have the mass panic that they're going for, and they will never give up.
With up to 4 inches of snow expected through early Monday, Chicago area drivers are urged to use caution ahead of what could possibly be a messy Monday morning commute. According to the National Weather Service, accumulated snowfall will deliver an inch of snow per hour falling overnight. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. Aren't you happy that you've tuned into the DJV program? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay is, she's been ripped, the story's ripped from the headlines. She's been ripped from her service because of all the wild weather that started in Iowa over the weekend and went down into her neck of the woods. Let's move ourselves back up to the northeast, shall we? Not that a lot of people who are in the Midwest, they think that there's too much attention paid to what goes on in the Northeast or onto the East Coast or West Coast. How about me? Pay attention to me. Well, the attention isn't necessarily good or for the right reason, what's going on in the Midwest. Whew. The fact that we'll go to New York State now for this focus on former Governor Cuomo, who wants to be apparently governor again. I think you called this one right, Victoria. Idea that he is hinting at a political comeback. He was in a church in Brooklyn, and, you know, he's not masking it particularly well. So how does somebody like this fare under the circumstances? Does his brother become an issue? Do the old things that were an issue that both you and Jennifer and Jay have talked about so much with his regard to sexual harassment, and Jennifer's been on the whole numbers thing with regard to COVID. So don't those things, is this guy Teflon, or don't those things come back and whoever runs against him uses them against him? What is Cuomo's...
Well, the thing is, you know, and yes, I have been saying just like locally, you know, it, as a longtime New Yorker, I pay attention to what happens in, you know, in Manhattan. And
sure.
And there are certain places that you go and you want to be seen, right? Scotto's is an Italian restaurant that's very well known, and he's been there a lot. he's had lunch with the new mayor. He's had meetings with union reps there. He's been glad handing. He definitely seems, it feels like he's staging a comeback. And then on Sunday, he pops up in this church in Brooklyn where he basically gave a campaign kind of, a lot of people said it felt like it was a campaign stop. He condemned cancel culture, which I think he's just way off the mark. Sexually harassing women and then getting forced into resigning is not cancel culture. That's just what the right thing to do is. So he's
that's an interpretation by some, maybe he's
saying,
just
oh,
a
it was just cancel
male.
Culture.
Yeah,
look, by saying cancel culture, he's proving that he's a pig-headed male. He's not showing any, I don't know how he plans to win women over with this, because he's not showing any remorse. He's blaming prosecutorial misconduct against Letitia James, who is the state attorney general in New York.
Let me interrupt you for a sec. Let's focus on the whole idea of mental health, whether this guy, I don't know what his age is. I think he's close to 70, if I'm not mistaken. And does something happen to people? Like, we talk about Putin being out of his mind or not, you know, the fact that he's not reality based, he's not reality thinking. Could this be another example of that?
He's ego.
Is that all it is?
It's ego and narcissism, where you never think you're wrong. You think everything that you do is justified for some reason or another.
I cut out of that cloth too.
I
don't know.
Yes,
but
I mean, I don't know if Cuomo's invading. I mean, I'm sure there's different levels of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the 11 women who accused Cuomo of sexually harassing them, they were found to be quite credible by investigations and from what the police, you know, came up with, from what the attorney general's office found. And yet now he's out not only discrediting 11 women, including one state trooper that he sexually harassed. It's just to just blame this on cancel culture is so insulting.
It's tone deaf, it sounds like to me.
I don't know who he thinks he's winning over. I really don't. I just don't.
Well, and even if that's what he believes, I mean, he could talk about, you know, cancel culture, which can be a problem, but he can say, you know what, there are things I don't, you know, that I can't talk about because of ongoing investigations, or he could say, you know, maybe I had a, you know, I didn't realize that this was a toxic work environment, but I guess that it was. I've made changes.
That's what I'm saying. He should be more honest about, well, or maybe he is being honest and he's
just maybe
denial.
He is.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
Wow.
Right? I know.
I think a lot of us wish we had that much brass. People say, well, you're on the radio. You must have lots of balsam. Not quite that way.
I don't know that he has. Nah. He definitely seems to have balsam, as you call it. But, you know, he also has a lot of money that's left in that war chest.
What is a lot? $6 million, $7 million, $8 million?
I don't know, but it's in the millions. And so he's got these local ads that are running, basically saying portraying him as the victim here. I don't know who he's winning over. I don't know anyone who's supporting this.
Well, looks like that. It just looks kind of sticky and icky, if you ask me. All right, next up, Amazon closing a lot of its physical bookstores. Are they converting them? I've noticed when I was in Los Angeles over the weekend, Jennifer, you've probably seen this, more, I saw what looked like a new Amazon food store, grocery store.
The grocery stores are everywhere. Amazon,
but it looks like they've taken
Amazon
over some
Go,
of the whole food right. stores and changed them to Amazon stores as well. Is that is that what they're going to do with the Whole Foods?
They're small grocery stores, basically. And Whole Foods, no, Whole Foods is still Whole Foods. It does have
the
Amazon impact.
Why are two brands doing the same thing? would be the question, I guess.
Because Amazon Whole Foods Go is not Whole. It's Whole Foods has a standard of everything has to be like organic and all natural, and they have the standards of what brands they'll carry.
Yeah, Amazon's a little cheaper.
Amazon Go is different, right?
Amazon Kitchen is their line of prepared foods and stuff that you can buy in the Amazon grocery stores. I haven't been inside the Amazon Fresh stores, as they're calling them out here, and. I guess it's really cool, though. I don't think you need to check out. You can if you want, but if you have an Amazon account, it can be cashless. Yep. So it's kind of, I heard it's a cool experience. I've got a few that have popped up. I just haven't been in them yet. So,
yeah. But the bookstore
clothing store, too, going in.
Yep. That's the, what do they call that? Amazon Style? Those are the pop-up stores?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we doing as a population, as a people? Do we not realize what Amazon is doing, and is there no stopping them at this point? This is what Joe Biden has been talking a lot about. The big are getting so big, the big get bigger, the small get weaker, and so Amazon wants to control this. They control so much in the name, and I'm going to tell you, there's two examples of things that have happened to me. I say I don't buy from Amazon, but I wonder about this in general. For Christmas, I bought for my daughter and my daughter-in-law something from Sharper Image that was delivered to Megan's door on December 30th. However, Megan never saw it at her door, and no one can find it anywhere.
Pirates.
Then there was another something that I ordered online 3 weeks ago that should have been delivered in 3 days, and it isn't. And I wonder how much of that stuff, how much, when you look at Amazon and the trucks parked everywhere. Last night when I was leaving for the airport, Megan and I were driving and talking, and then there's this Amazon truck that's literally in the middle of the road, just off of Melrose. Literally in the middle, parked. People are trying to get around it on both sides. These drivers are clueless, and whether I'm the only one who's complaining about this or not, but I see it everywhere, and it's very distracting, I think. And they're clueless? They're so arrogant they don't think anybody's going to bother them because, after all, it's Amazon. Whether it's that sort of thing or the cashless use, you have to have an Amazon this and an Amazon that. I did go into an Amazon store myself yesterday, just kind of nose around. I wanted to get some vitamins and things, and it was handy, and I had a few minutes, so I decided to do it. And, they in California, they start with a question, what's your Amazon number? Here in Massachusetts, they don't start with that, but if you go, they'll ask you, and it's okay, give me a phone number. I saved $4 on you think you saved $4, but how much did they mark up? See, this is the psychology of retail. The clothing stores that say 60% off the retail, well, they've marked it up to a point where they're still going to make their 30 or 40% downstroke. And that's it becomes an interesting point of reality to understand how retail works and how markups work. And are people that silly? It was something else. I woke up early yesterday and I turned on television and there was this paint. There's a new kind of painter that you can buy that sprays everywhere and it's, but wait. It's cheaper, and you can buy more of them. And you look at it, it was made in China. So does everybody, do they think about that? They, you, me, us? Where was it made? And, is there an American equivalent that's made here that we can buy? Because the idea is great. But that piece of crap is going to work about 5 minutes, and then you'll throw it away. And I guarantee you it was made in China. So how much of the stuff in Amazon world, whether it's online or at the stores, is just cheap crap like you find in the Dollar General store? And how do we confront that? How do you realize it? Or do you even care? Am I asking too many questions? Am I looking too deeply into this? I think it's part of our culture.
I think we've gotten into a place psychologically, I think we always have been, where we want to save money. Buy more, save more, right? That's how they get you to spend more.
That's Target.
As far as disposable stuff. Look at our cell phones. Our cell phones are designed to work for 2 years, and then they crap out. We can't use them. We get frustrated, and we go spend $1,100 on a new one. It's just, and throw it away. And for the people, that are worried about
me, I only spent $380 for my new one.
Yeah, your new super old model phone.
Well, but it's new in the sense that it is reliable and it does what I want it to do.
For now.
I don't fall for that foolish. I don't, you know, that's just a hype. You got to have a 13. Why? Why do I need a 13? I don't need a 13.
No, because the problem, though, is that
shuts
you won't.
Down.
Yeah, you won't be able, you won't be supported. That's why I was hesitating to endorse you spending all that money on a new phone that's an old model.
No.
So, because you're not going to have it that long, and then you're going to have to go out and spend more money.
Really?
I tried to warn you.
Thank you. Aren't you sweet? All right, the DJV download, I'm sure that warning will be included in the most recent one that you can find in the next 24 hours. But in terms of what's there now, we were certainly opining on what was going on in the world of the war. We also talked in the most recent download about Biden's legislation that forbids companies from forcing sexual harassment and assault claims into arbitration. There is a lot of discussion about the Kardashians. That seems to be a daily thing here. But this one is a story about Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian having lunch with Martha Stewart, which is kind of an interesting thing. You can follow that. And some other things. Stevie Nicks offering her unusual tribute to Putin. That's really a good conversation. We talk about doggy noses in one of our more recent downloads. There's a lot of interesting stuff. The JetBlue pilot that was drunk. Yeah, I thought of that as I was looking at all these JetBlue planes, and then planes in general. You know, LAX has hundreds of planes always loading up and getting out of there. It just is amazing when you wonder how many pilots actually do that and they don't get caught. Anyway, lots of things available every day. The show is available all day, every day. The whole thing at djvshow.com and our DJV download as well at djvshow.com or Apple, wherever it is. In fact, you get your podcasts.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time to be graced again by the presence of one Thomas Q. Kreitler, who spent a couple of weeks over in Kauai, in Hawaii, just having a good time. I think that Hawaii is a good time, frankly. And so when you're over there, when you're traveling, can you get away from what you do? Or when you look around at buildings, like you stay in a hotel or, you know, you are in a restaurant and you look around, I suppose this could go for being stateside as well. Are you always on? Are you looking at stuff and saying, good God, look at the wood over there. Look at the floor. Look at the table.
Yeah. I mean, to a certain extent, you know, sometimes it's sometimes I wish I didn't know as much as I know.
Uh-huh. Well, you were telling me a story about the jacuzzi at the hotel.
Yeah, it was outside, of course. And you know, as I'm sitting in the jacuzzi, I smelled what is a very distinctive, acrid odor. What it means is that the pool heater for this jacuzzi was not fully combusting, and that odor means it was basically spewing out a lot of carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. And so I had to tell the hotel manager, let me tell you what I do for a living so you know I'm not crazy, and then I'll explain mm-hmm. to you what's happening with your pool heater.
Right. Yeah, there you go. All right, here's a listener to this program named Suzanne who asks Tom Kreitler, when caulking a bathtub, is it best to first fill the tub with water? What a great question.
Yeah, and actually it is smart. What I always tell folks to do is, you know, clean out all the old caulk, of course, and then before you re-caulk it, fill the tub with water. And the reason, Doug, is because water is so heavy, the tub sort of pulls down, right? It emulates what happens when you stand in it, when it's filled with water. Mm-hmm. Then you caulk it, and once the caulk dries, you let the water out, and then the tub sort of comes back up. And this way, when you step into the tub, over the years, you're not stressing out that caulk seam, right? Because mm-hmm. it was put in when the and the tub was all ready.
So this would be for an old bathtub versus the new ones that are sort of, they build the tub and the wall and stuff. Are those
just
the cheap ones?
Yeah, we're talking about traditional bathtubs where you have like a tile wall against it.
Right. Okay. All right. So I'm going to, you know what I do for a living? I was an English teacher. So when I see something, the promotion is follow for free at moneypit.com. It's follow free.
Okay, well, we'll make that change.
All right, what are we following? What kind of things do you have? Got a lot of new episodes at the Money Pit podcast. What's the latest?
Yeah, so right now we just released a new episode called Brighten Up Your Kitchen. There's a new trend in kitchens and the types of windows that we're being put in kitchens. It's kind of like it's what's old is new again.
Yeah.
Remember the transom windows, Doug, that you used to see over doors? And
single panes. I mean, a single sort of.
Back in the day, they were all single panes. Well, now we're putting a lot of transom windows over doors, and then sort of dual windows on the exterior walls, and even transom windows over kitchen cabinets. Think about transom windows over wall cabinets, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, you get tons and tons of light into that kitchen that you never had before. So it's an interesting trend. So we're talking about that and some of the sources and what we're seeing there. And then also big electric bills. You know, we're going to be heading into air conditioning season pretty soon. So we dig into the sources of all of that wasted energy.
So you got to wonder with all the crazy stuff going on in the world, what that's going to do to the cost of electricity.
Yeah.
Because it's all fired by, most of it anyway, by oil or gas. So that's going to affect your bill as much as anything does, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
you can follow for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Or if it doesn't let you again, follow free at moneypit.com. Okay, so here's something I experienced on the plane coming back last night from Los Angeles. I was watching one of those home improvement / we're going to fix up your home and sell it shows.
Yeah.
And this was a focus on some L.A. real estate that had been certified as historical by the city. And so this guy bought it for $1.2 million, and he spent $1.2 million fixing it up, and the city has to give you a stamp of approval when you're all done.
Right.
So he was talking about the fact that they wouldn't approve the windows that he put in, even though they looked exactly like the old ones that came out of the house. They were made out of the modern materials, and they told him he had to take the windows out and replace them with wooden windows, same as the windows that were there. Do you run into that often, or is that just the cuckamongers in L.A.?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you're into historic preservation and those sorts of rules, you've got to be really careful to make sure you understand those standards on a town-by-town basis, because I can see that happening if you're not aware of it going in. I think that whoever was advising this guy kind of dropped the ball on that. If it was the architect, shame on him.
Right.
Because I can definitely see it. See it happening.
Yeah, you think sometimes they go overboard, but they're trying to keep the integrity as much as anything else. Check out all the episodes of Money Pit, the Money Pit podcast, free at moneypit.com/podcast. Also, as a service, they offer a newsletter, too, moneypit.com/newsletter. Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.